The St. Johns County School Board has voted unanimously to push back the start of the school year until August 31st, and the plan for the time being is to resume in-person teaching at that point. Superintendent Tim Forson says he hopes the pandemic will be less of a concern by then. If the coronavirus is still spreading in Northeast Florida, he thinks the school board should reconsider its plan, but not its schedule.
August 31st needs to be the start date, no matter what kind of start it is. Whether it's a virtual start, face-to-face start, some combination thereof, this is pushing it to the point at which we really should not push it any farther.
But Vice Chair Patrick Canan worries that a virtual start is out of the question due to a state directive that schools hold in-person classes starting in August.
I do believe in my heart that it's not the politicians we should listen to, it's the scientists, and that we should decide, hopefully, as a community, what's best for us. And I'm hoping that we get that opportunity from Tallahassee.
The school board also approved the purchase of desk shields to help stop the spread of the coronavirus in schools. Most of that $1.6 million investment is expected to be reimbursed by the federal government. Brendan Rivers, WJCT News 89.9.